Merry Christmas, and Happy, Happy New Year. Now, it's Christmas time in the city and everybody's going crazy, right? I mean, it's a Christmas day. Actually, it's 10:33 a.m. I remember the time when I was a little boy. As a matter of fact, honestly, I don't remember waking up that early. Let's see, I was about 6 years old, maybe 4. Not 4. I think I was 7. I remember when I was 7. I didn't really have to get up in the morning. I mean, I didn't have to, I don't remember waking up that early. I remember one time that, I was asleep. I had slept. And I couldn't go to bed that night, but I'd slept. I was like, I'm going to stay up all night, but I had slept. And I remember my uncle waking me up, and he was like, it's Christmas. It's Christmas morning. You got to get up. You got to get up. It's Christmas morning. I said, okay. And I didn't really say okay. I just jumped out of the bed, and boom, I ran down the hallway like little kids do. And that's it. I remember so many times, and when I was younger, about that age, that I had to be woken up for Christmas. Then I got a little bit older, and then I couldn't stand it. I was just too excited to get up in the morning. I couldn't go to bed, and I remember one night that that I had a nosebleed, and I had a nosebleed, and I was like, how am I going to get to the bathroom? Because that was our guest bathroom at the house, and the Christmas tree was right there, and I was like, I'm going to see Santa Claus. I can't see Santa Claus. And so I tried to get to my mom's. I didn't tell him. I tried to get to my mom's, and I was like, my mom was down the hall in a room, and I was like, oh my God. And so I made it to her room. I closed my eyes and somehow made it to her room, and she like got me in the bathroom and helped me fix my nose, you know, and stopped it from bleeding. Then I went back to bed, and it wasn't that long afterwards. I think it was already 2 o'clock in the morning. And back then we used to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm serious. And I know that's not normal for some people, but it's normal for us. Anyway, it was normal. Now we're like, I wake up today on Christmas morning, and it's like, it's still exciting when you go to bed, because I don't know why, but there's something exciting about the day, no matter how old you are. I guess it's for both sides. Parents and kids. Adults and children. It's for both sides. There's something exciting about it that can be exciting for both. In all ages. It can be exciting for all ages. But I woke up this morning, and it was 7:30. My grandpa had already gotten up, and I was like, I'm going back to bed. We got in late last night, and looking at Christmas lights like we do every year, and I was like, I'm going back to bed. I didn't go to bed until midnight. I'm going back to bed. So I roll over, And then I get a text from my mom, and she's like, are you up? I ignore the text. I ignore the text. Anyway, so I rolled back over, went to bed, and then at, it was like almost 9 o'clock. It was 8:45. And I was like, oh my God. And I get a text from my uncle, and he says, are you gonna get up? Are you gonna get up? And so I was like, oh, okay. And so I get up and I run, and we get things done. And I was like, my God, that's crazy. Because it's 9 o'clock, and I probably could have slept until later. But you know, it's Christmas morning, and it's a big deal always. And I'm broadcasting from my new Christmas mic. And I didn't know if I told you this or not, but I wasn't expecting it. I wanted it, but I wasn't expecting it. Because of how things have been. But, you know, I'm glad I got it, and I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to make the best of it. And I hope you can take that from it. And I wrote a blog post for today, too. My last blog post until the 1st of January, which will be my 100th blog post. But for today, take from it that it doesn't matter what you have or where you are. What matters is what you make of what you have and where you are. That's what matters. That's what's important. And we got to realize what is important. Because if you read in my blog post, you'll read about all the different kind of Christmases that we've had. And this year has been totally different from all of those Christmases. But like I said, keep in mind that it doesn't matter what you have or where you are. What matters is what you make of what you have and where you are. That's the American way, people, and we need to get back to that. Merry Christmas, God bless, and have a happy, happy, happy New Year. Oh, and have a blessed life as well. Wait a minute, I gotta get on something. No, never mind, I'll leave it for my broadcast. God bless. This has been a special Christmas message from Nathan Toon. Don't forget, January 7th. 2014 will be my first official Nathan Toon Show broadcast on Toon Radio. That's www.toonradio.caster.fm.